guys ready down there? No. 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 Are you guys ready? Okay. Alrighty. I'd like to call this regular meeting of Madison Plains Board of Education to order. Mr. Detweiler, can you please take the roll?
Sure. Mr. Morlock?
Present.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Present.
Mr. Hunter?
He's excused tonight.
Mr. Swanger?
Here.
Mr. Blosser?
Present.
Mr. Hall's present.
Excellent. Rick, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, I did.
All right. Do we have anything for the work session?
Okay, I don't have the grade card done from Kohl's, and I guess the other thing I kind of expected to do was evaluation, and I really didn't want to throw any more into what we were doing. But anyway, I'll have to have that at the next meeting because I don't have all the information. I've got it, I just don't have it put together in a form to present on screen.
Okay. I do want to remind everybody that the evaluations should be coming to me soon, hopefully this week, by next week. I want to try to have those, so if you guys can get them to me. The superintendent and treasurer evaluations we passed out last month.
The goals?
Yeah.
We gave you goals.
Yep. So we want to...
Well, we're going to complete those. We haven't accepted the goals yet.
Well, we haven't talked about it. I wanted some feedback from the board.
Oh.
But we haven't gotten any.
Didn't know that.
Okay.
I didn't know that either.
Ah, okay. Well.
Well, we know that now.
Now you know. So let's see if we can take a look at that stuff, and well, get it to me as soon as you can. Hopefully by the end of the month at least. So at least we have some.
Yeah, considering the first evaluation is due in December.
Right. Well, I'm hoping we can go through all that stuff maybe in November. And I don't know if we'll need a special meeting for that after the regular meeting, but we'll play that by ear and see what everybody comes up with and go from there. Anything else? Okay. We've got, before our next meeting, there will be elections. We do have a levy that's going to be on the ballot, and everybody's up for, up on the ballot with a few new people, too. So, just wanted to remind everybody about that. I don't see anybody signed up to speak. Does anybody want to? Yeah, they're all quiet. Okay, I'll take that as a no. All right, let's move on. Can I have a motion for the minutes?
I'll make a motion that the minutes of the September 17th, 2013, and October 8th, 2013 meetings be approved as written.
I'll second that.
Moved by Linda, seconded by Don. Discussion? None appearing. Tim?
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Blosser?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Over to you, Tim.
Thank you. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the financial statements tonight, as you got your ears filled last week. The one thing is that you now have the forecast assumptions, which is a separate document that we have to provide to ODE. The assumptions that I put together mirror what we presented last week, and there are no changes to what we presented. Again, we spoke that if the board decides we've got new information, we want to change those assumptions, we can resubmit at any time. So the forecast and the assumptions stand as presented to you last week. So when we get to that section, you know what you're voting on. I would ask the board accept the financial statements and approve those.
All right. Do we have a motion for the financial action items?
Make a motion upon the recommendation of the treasurer, the superintendent, the September 2013 financial statements be accepted as presented.
I'll second that.
Moved by Linda, seconded by Rick. Discussion? Tim?
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Blosser?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter? Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Motion carries. I know that was a tough vote for you, Linda, based on what happened yesterday, last night for you.
Yes, it was.
Appreciate it.
How about for the five-year forecast? Do we have a motion for that?
I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the five-year forecast for the period July 1, 2014 through June 30th, 2018 be approved as presented.
I'll second that. Motion by Don, seconded by myself. Discussion?
If I could, I'm going to throw it up on the board just to make sure they see what we're talking about here. As we presented last week, far right is the ending balance of the general fund in 2018. We are showing that ending at $476,000. And again, that's based on assumptions throughout the forecast. And two of the primary assumptions are, one, that we will pass the renewal of the operating levy next year. That's that line that's three lines up. You see $4.5 million in tax revenues accumulated over the five-year period in 2018. If we do not pass, the line above that shows a negative $4 million. So that shows you how imperative it is to operating renewal at minimum next year. The other assumption built in here is that the PI levy passes, and that's a renewal again in November. If it passes, then those expenditures that we've been making out of the PI fund continue to come out of the PI fund, and general fund is safe from those charges. If the PI renewal fails, then the board has to make a decision, as well as the superintendent. Do I want to continue making those same expenditures? And if so, that would have to come out of general fund, which would also impact that bottom line number to the tune of about $340,000 a year. So you can see that the PI levy renewal is just as important as the operating at this point. So I'll point that out. And again, if we have something that impacts the forecast in a significant way, and Boone and I were just talking about this before the meeting, what does that mean? Well, significance can be lots of different things. It can be a significant dollar amount. It can be an assumption that we've made that we're just wrong on, or there's been a change, state funding changes. You have to make those changes in your forecast, because this is a document you're presenting to ODE for them to understand where you're at operational-wise. And it's also what our community can look at to see, okay, here's what they say is going to happen in 5 years. So it's a trust factor between us and the community. If we have something that changes and we don't change our forecast, then you lose trust with your community. So obviously we will do that, and as we see things happen, we will re-present to the board.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? Again, Don moved and I seconded. Tim, can you take the roll?
Sure. Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Blosser?
Yes.
Motion carries, and thank you.
Over to you, Boone.
Thank you, sir. A couple things, make it short and sweet. The HVAC that we talked about at our 4-6 building, we do have the three units in, working real well, in the tech room and then also the one teacher's room. If they work the way they say, we should be okay, because they're quiet. It's a nice little compact unit. You can't even hear them run. Really sweet. If you get a chance, you might want to look at them. And the teachers like them real well, and the kids. So we've helped those two areas. Hopefully we can help the rest of the 4-6 building in time. We're still waiting on the architects to get us the specs so we can do the advertising. I'm looking for those every day, so I call them about every day. So they're a little behind time. And as a result, in one of my goals, just throw me behind on my goals because they're throwing me behind. So don't hold that against me. I have number two there, State Fire Marshal. This was sent, and I'll share these with the board president. They sent Mike Brandt, obviously. What this is a list of things that the State Fire Marshal came in and did, went through all of our buildings and reported deficiencies. Well, I want to tell tell the board that we are up on 99% of these things. We've got a couple of big projects that we're waiting to get permits, like the suppressant system in our 4-6 and our K-6 cafeteria. This building has been there since 1950. We've always had the same setup, electric, never had needed a suppressant system. State came in and said, yes, you need a suppressant system. So depending on how they approve that, it could be as $3,000 or $25,000. If we can use what's there, then it's a $3,000 or $4,000 project. But if we have to tear that whole thing out, put a whole new hood system in, we're looking at $25,000. Those type of things is what impacts our five-year forecast that we have no control over. But you see some of the things listed on there. It's nothing major. We have addressed most of those things. Somehow the locals have not been doing this, so the state fire marshal came in and he got tired of riding. And that's okay, because everything he put down there, we addressed it and fixed it and moved on.
When did he come in?
He's back in April.
Okay. So when did the report actually come in to us, just recently?
Yeah.
He's right on the top.
You'll see on that report where they've tied dollars to it, but in talking to the state fire marshal, they says, hey, this is formality. As long as you're getting these things in order, we're not going to be pushing anything. I'm ready as soon as Larry gives me a final list to send him a letter and say, hey, here's where we are, here's what we have to do.
Different
building.
There's different buildings there.
Okay.
I didn't make copies for one. It's all one stack.
Okay.
But we will have them all corrected before they come back, so we won't be fined.
There won't be any fines.
Okay.
Most of them are corrected now. I can't do the suppressant system because they haven't told me what I really need. On our fuel tank at the bus garage, needs one of those stop switches, you know, where somebody can run up and stop it. That's scheduled in a couple weeks to be installed. But we've had that tank there since 19 in the 90s, and we've never had one on it. Now we need one.
Okay, that's a switch. What's the suppression? This is what, for fire?
In the kitchen over the cook stove.
Push a button and it suppresses any kind of fires, right?
Well, the fire activates the thing. But supposing an electric heating system, you don't need that. We don't have deep fryers. We don't have open flames. But they say, yes, you do. So we're not going to argue with them. We'll do the best we can to do whatever to make it safe. We think we're safe now. It's been safe since 1950.
Okay, and the numbers on here are the penalties. These aren't cost to bring
up. Right, just that's what it could if you aren't going to do anything with them.
But our maximum out of pocket could be as high as $25,000.
Or the suppressant system?
Yeah.
If they make us take the whole thing out.
Tim, are we with our PI funds, do we have enough to cover that, or are we going to have to cut something that we were looking at doing?
That's a good question.
If we go to $25,000, I guess my question is that going to affect putting in these heating units?
No, and one of the reasons why, Don, is, as Boone has talked about in the past, the PI fund, you don't want to spend it all every year. So you want to have some carryover, just like general fund, and we have done that. So there are funds available in PI to take care of what Boone has laid out and this type of emergency.
Okay.
And that's kind of...
And we put X number of dollars in that emergency account just for this thing.
Okay.
Now, we have money in the PI to take care of these things.
Great example is if you didn't have the PI, the general fund had to bear the cost of it, then you have to start talking about what are you not going to do out of general fund.
Right.
Which starts impacting education.
Okay.
Yes, this is the high school too. And that's a high school, and that's a junior high, and this is a junior high. I think there are a couple copies here, Mr. Hall. There are a couple copies of the same thing.
Just want to make the board aware if you hear something. send them a letter here shortly saying, hey, here's what we have remaining. We're ready for you to come back and walk through. And I'm sure they'll find something when they walk through again.
Mm-hmm. And when their next walkthrough is? Just based off when you respond and they'll come back and check.
And when they want to come.
Right. And this takes a system at both buildings, right?
Yeah, this is all of our buildings. Bus garage.
So the $25,000 would cover everything that needs that. The suppression system alone was
$25,000.
Okay, and is that
the shutoff you're looking at?
That's okay. That includes the gas pump.
No. That's another $4,000 probably.
For the little red button. I got to get in the little red button business.
Hey, Ben, have you figured out all the charges total, what the total is?
No. I haven't run a total because I...
Some of them aren't that much. They need a light socket, or I mean a light switch covered, or not using extension cord. Or
right, we have 1,000 here, 500 here, but it's going to
And it's probably
up.
Not even that yeah, much.
That's just what they put down there, Rick. If you're not going to work with us, then here's what you're looking at.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're saying that's the fine and not the amount to fix. Okay. Yeah.
Right. They're not expected to collect that.
Gotcha.
Unless the federal government doesn't do anything, and in order to operate, they're going to have to collect money.
Yeah, I see where it says penalty now. I thought that was the cost of what we had to do. So, okay.
Now, most of we have done all but the big items.
So you put the extension cords away and...
Well, we preach don't put the extension cords on, but you about have to check the building every day because teachers insist on using the extension cords. And
they're going to, if they got a problem, they're going to put a cord in.
So, but the principals know if you get a fine, then I talk to the treasurer. But anyway, we'll take care of it. It's and go from there. The next item, number three, the straight A fund is a fund that's set up by the governor that schools can apply to for innovative programs within your district, and we plan on sending in 3 or 4 of those. So, Kim, we hadn't forgotten about in the central region, you know, they mentioned that, so we're going to be sending some stuff in there on the 25th. All the administrators are working on
of this month.
We hope to tap into that fund.
What's the deadline on applications?
25th.
Of
October 25th. It opened up on the 10 or 11, so you only have a couple, 3 weeks.
Okay, but these are all innovative projects that we're looking at.
It's got to be something different that impacts financial, impacts student learning, and what was the other one, Tim, you remember?
It has to be sustainable. Right?
Has to be
fiscally sustainable, right?
So we think we have some pretty good projects in line.
And it's a way for the district just to get more money from the state. Since we didn't get an increase in any state funds, there's this incentive program that they have that was built into the school funding issue. So we mentioned it at the fall conference for the central region, and as many districts as possible to take advantage of that to get in, just to get something. You know, they might not get awarded the money for whatever their projects are, but if you don't try, you're not going to get anything. So,
right. So
it's a way for us to try to help get a little bit more for the district.
You know, the administrator's working hard on it, so on top of everything else, I've asked them to do that along with myself and Tim. So everyone's pitching in.
Yeah, I think the 10-year forecast and the NPIP are two excellent examples of that.
We reference that in these applications.
Can you give us a couple of things that you're working on? I know we talked the other day and you said you got an approximate amount out here, but what are the projects?
We feel is innovative is that not too many schools in Ohio have them, but a lot of them in Michigan have them, is our HVAC are split mini units.
Okay.
And we think it's sustainable and a payback period about 3.5 to 4 years. And if they can help us with that, then we can certainly take that dollars and dump it back into our general fund to help buy materials or PD teachers or whatever. That's one, and we have Tim and the other guys help us. That one is somewhere around 200.
Okay, yeah, because that came out, that's close to $250,000 to do that whole project.
No, not on the mini. It was less than that.
It's not that we're being secretive about it, but they're innovative ideas, so you're trying to put yours in and get it so nobody else can put theirs in and take your money. Not that the press would put it on the front page, but I'd rather that after we get it, we've had the press put it on the front page.
Yeah, it's something out there, any grant you write them, but you don't know if you're going to get them or not. But I just wanted Ken. I know Ken at the Central Region. Ken asked the rest of them not to fill any out so we can fill ours out.
Right. That's all. I want our district to get all that money.
One of them by itself is pushing $1 million as a request. So you got everything from a couple hundred thousand to $1 million.
And we think they're innovative, and we think they're sustainable, and we think certainly they help students learn, so
who knows?
Well, and the final decision comes through ODE, or, okay.
They have readers like superintendents and treasurers and whomever that they sell and brings in to read these, but we don't know what the rubric is for them. We have a good shot as anyone else. So. Yep. And one other thing, we did have to buy a new mowing tractor. Our mowing tractor, our 5310 or 50 horse, who blew an engine. So we took that and went through the government program and traded in a couple pieces that we were not using and got another mowing tractor. It was with everything is around $22,000 with our trading in the government program, a little heavier tractor, cab, front wheel assist, John Deere.
Was that new? Was it?
That's brand new.
That's another reason why you don't spend all your PI.
That's right. The last time we mowed, which we have to probably mow again, we had to mow it with little ones, and it took, instead of one day, it took us 3 days. So that's all the bad news. All of it.
All right, awesome. I think that was just information for the board.
I think it was contained in the fact that.
Yeah, okay. Just a newsletter. Okay, anything else, Boom?
No, that's fine.
All right, thank you. We have no unfinished business. We can move on to new business. Anybody want to make a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move upon recommendation of the superintendent that the board approve the second and final reading of the listed board policies as presented.
Do I have a second? I'll second. Don moved and I seconded. Is there discussion?
Yeah, I have a question. Okay, maybe I missed it. I pulled it up once. There was something on the one of the policies, and I thought it was under the voting method. But last time there was some strikes across the, I think it was under policy BDDF/E, but I thought the one that we talked about had changed the voting. You understand what I'm saying, Tim? Mm-hmm. Do I make sense?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get to it. It was we clarified it at that meeting.
Okay. Can you refresh my memory? Because I thought, my question was, I think, was at the last time, there was strikes made differently. You know, different numbers were voted, or number needed. Okay, and there were strikeouts on the ones, and there had been letters, three or four had replaced them. And then down at the bottom, it had said it was not, or it
wasn't it about the termination of the treasurer?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And then, yeah. And it said it was that the strikeout down at the bottom was that it was not recommended by the, and I didn't know if that was an error or, you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
But see, I don't even see it on the bottom of this one now. I mean, you know how they all say at the bottom, this is recommended by the Ohio School Board Association, or I was going to look up another one and just see.
If I'm following you correctly, Linda,
okay, wait a minute.
What it is, it comes from Ohio School Board. It's,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They strike that out as to how it should read. Is that how you?
Okay. No, at the bottom of this, form, okay, under it'll say cross-reference, and it'll say, Ohio School Board Association or advisory, or it'll have the legal references, and then it'll have cross-reference Ohio School Board Association because they recommend the policies. Okay, at that last meeting, I felt that was stricken from that, and the voting was different. And everybody's looking at me like you're crazy, right?
No, I remember that. And I don't remember resolution to that, Linda, to be honest.
Well, I think Boone gave you the answer that was given at that meeting, that that wasn't board in the board policy anymore. I think that's what the reference was last time.
I can jump back to that agenda if you want to look at it.
No, that's okay. I was just curious, like,
we left the strikeouts in the first round.
Okay, and you took the strikeouts second.
Up,
okay.
Once we cleaned it up, then we took all those
why.
Out. This is how okay. It reads.
Okay. That's fine.
Are there any other questions or discussion points for this motion?
Just remind the board, this comes out quarterly, all these updates, and what we try to do instead of spending several hundred dollars to go back to Neola or high school board, we try to keep up with these ourselves. Vicki sort of lines these things up for us. So,
what would you like us to do?
Battle.
Yeah, what would you like us to do with our policy books? I mean, I still have the board policy books from when I got on the board the very first time.
If you ever want an updated one, bring it over.
Just bring them in, and you'd update them then.
Periodically, okay. But this happens every quarter.
Okay.
We get a bunch of.
Because I'm sure mine needs updated.
Right. Vicki has the ones.
Okay.
Yeah, what I've been doing is I've been printing these out.
Oh,
once it's all approved, and then I just swap them out myself.
Are you printing it out at home?
Yeah.
Well, we can.
Yeah, that's definitely the school should and can provide you with those copies if you're keeping a hard copy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what you're doing.
Because we have a whole book. I mean, it's like two of
them. Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah. I know they're really
so we
really
can just bring them in and let and she doesn't have to do them all at once. Just
once you get the approval, once we put the approval date on the bottom of them,
yeah.
Then we just make a hard copy, then you can update your book.
I'll try to drop mine off. Maybe tomorrow I'll bring mine in.
There you go.
Okay, to that meeting.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? None appearing. Again, this was the motion for the policies. Tim?
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Blosser?
Yes.
Motion carried.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the first reading of the Information Technology Fundamentals course description as presented.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Rick. Discussion?
No, that's what you wanted, eh?
Yeah. Currently, we've got how many kids in this class?
I'm thinking there's three. I think there's three in it at this time. But why there's three, we really didn't have it in place when kids were getting their classes lined out. We expect that to grow, and we've had a lot of interest in it. I don't know if Joe wants to say anything about it.
Sure. Real quick, it's an excellent opportunity for our students to get exposure to kind of on-the-job type of technology that they'll see, you know, as far as they go into the technology field.
Okay. I guess my next question is, how does this compare with the programs at Tolts?
I can answer part of that if you want. Sure. I went to Springfield Clark JVS, CTC now, and the coursework is an updated version of what I did, so it's similar, but he would probably be able to tell you a little more on top of that, but I think it's an excellent opportunity for students.
It definitely is a great opportunity for our students. If it's something you want to see or hear more about, it would be a good idea if, you know, we could come talk to the board about it, or when I say we, obviously Mr. Clark and Ms. Grigsby is also involved in this.
Now, this is a year-long course?
I believe so. It's best if, because it could have been offered as a semester or a year long, and that's where Mr. Clark or Mrs. Grigsby could talk more intelligently about it at that point. It is vetted by Cisco, which is industry leader in technology.
Okay.
And there's a syllabus for each.
There's also nationally recognized certification, or the course meets the course curriculum meets the qualifications that somebody who's finished it should qualified to pass the nationally certified?
The course is very similar to what someone would take when they're outside of high school. Call it like a boot camp for $2,000-$3,000 to get the information to become certified in a certain area. For instance, this would be for A-plus certification.
That's what this course description says. It says this course follows the preparation guidelines for CompTIA's A-plus industry certification and is designed to prepare students for entry-level positions.
I reviewed this. It's an outstanding program, and I would actually like to go sit into some of the classes just to listen to see how it's presented. But when I read through that, and I'm very familiar with Cisco in general, so it's a big win, I think, especially when we get more interest.
It was a late adoption, and that's one of the reasons why.
That's what you just mentioned, and I remember hearing that before someplace. I'm not sure where. But.
Yeah, it was actually in here. My son would have been interested in that class, but his schedule was set before the class was announced.
Before it was announced, we didn't do that until this fall.
Right.
I think next year, I think you'll have a pretty good class size.
Exactly, and without taking any more of your time, I guess ultimately saw the opportunity there to adopt it. It just fell outside that normal window of adoption, but we felt that it was a credible enough course to offer to our students, so we slid it in as a pilot year, essentially.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm looking at, because this is open to national certification here, we're paying for this right now, and this could very easily be opened up into a satellite program from Tolls, and the money would come in from Tolls to pay for it. Same thing that we had when Amy Henry was teaching our freshman class. That was provided, part of that was provided by Tolls, and we didn't take all the money out of our treasury. And with this, if we opened this up, and I look at two things. Number one, we might have more students that would be interested in doing this, and if we have enough, that'd be great. But if we don't have enough, if we satellite this, then we can bring kids in from other schools to take that program. London would be an excellent possibility, and the quality of kid that's going to come down here to take that course is a kid that we want in our building, and hopefully they'll realize that we have open enrollment, and Mr. Casey says the money follows the kid. Let's get some kids with some money that follows them.
So we'll have to keep that in mind for next school year, right?
Because that's,
said this is a year-long course, right? So we're closed for this school year.
Well, yeah,
so we'll have to keep that in mind for next year.
Yeah, the state doesn't make it easy to add courses.
Right.
We can do it. Long or semester-long, it could be split either way off the top of my head right now. I can't tell you how it's officially adopted at this point. I just know about the vetting curriculum. That was one of the core parts I was part of. So that'd be a great question to ask Ms. Grigsby or Mr. Clark.
But this year is 4 years.
That's That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're not sure in this year.
No, it is one credit, so one credit would be a full year.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's what the impression I was getting.
Okay. Okay. I just didn't want to give you bad information.
Okay.
Who's the instructor for the class?
TJ.
TJ? Okay.
TJ who?
Crowder.
Oh, okay.
He's our technology guy down at the 7-2 building.
Yeah.
And loves it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion? None appearing. Let's take the vote, please.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Blosser?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Moreland?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Make a motion that upon recommendation of superintendent, the board approve the first reading of the technology technician job description as presented.
Second.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Don. Discussion? I couldn't find the other description that we had for the technology technician. I wasn't quite sure what had changed. Was it I don't think it was the qualifications, but it was the functions that were adjusted. Is that right?
It's somewhat similar to what we had. However, there's been some updates on this new position. This is a new position. It's not a change in our present job description. This is a new position. This is a job description that defines it.
Okay. Maybe that's why I couldn't find it. All right. Any other discussion?
And this increased from, I noticed, with 240 days. That increased over the old position.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. No other discussion? Can we have the vote, please?
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Moorlock?
Yes.
Mr. Blosser?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Make a motion upon the recommendation of superintendent, the board employ Jeffrey Stokes on a 149-day contract, English teacher, step 0, BA plus 150, effective October 7th, 2013.
Second.
That position that Mrs. Saylor resigned?
Yes, that's what I figured.
I think it's a good addition. Really like it.
All right, any other discussion? All right, Linda moved, Rick seconded. Tim, can we have the vote, please?
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Blosser?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Moorlock?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Make motion on recommendation of the superintendent, the board employee Elizabeth Riegel, age step 0, effective September 2013.
I'll second that.
Motion by Rick, seconded by Don. Discussion?
Is she just an aide?
She's an aide during the lunchtime. She drives a bus, then she works 2.5 hours monitoring lunchroom duty like we have at the K-6.
Okay, so she's been added to the aides that we have, and she's working with who?
High school.
High school, okay.
High school cafeteria, lunchroom monitor.
Oh, okay.
Remember we said we're taking teachers out of lunchroom monitor, but we're putting them back in, working with kids and intervention and or collaboration time. So we had to have aides to cover the lunchroom. We two at the K-6 and two at the 7-12. Why that became available, the one aide was there, took a 19-hour position that was vacated when Sherry Evans left, so the domino effect.
Any other discussion? Tim?
Mr. Blosser?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Moorlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Make a motion that upon the recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following athletic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2013-2014 school year, as listed below.
I'll second that.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Don. Discussion?
Is this just because these people didn't get their paperwork done in time?
Couldn't get it back from the state. The Power Pro, we got the background, you know, we got that out of the way. But our policy is to have it, everything in place before we bring it to the board, mm-hmm. so we don't have that. That's our goal. We don't do that all the time, but 95% of the time, we have everything in place when we bring it. Remember I told you a couple meetings ago that it could be late, the season could be over before we hire them?
Yeah.
So I have a huge concern about this. It just seems like we should start earlier then. Somehow, I mean, you figure, I know seventh grade volleyball is probably either over or really close to over. And, you know, Sarah Fisher, I'm assuming has not been paid for anything, right?
She's correct.
You know, so... Again, I have to ask, I understand we just got it back from the state, but did we get it in late and the state did we get it in on time or when we were supposed to get it in and the state just delayed it that long, and is other schools having that same issue where we after the fact hire somebody?
I can't tell you that we get each one of them in there timely, because a lot of times if we do, they come back. This last time was a combination of not getting the paperwork to the state and or hiring a coach late because we couldn't find one.
That was my thought. It was going to be that we probably run into trying to get coaches, so it takes us forever to get coaches, and then by the time, you know, we get a coach, then they've got to get the background check to the state, so that makes it running even later. Because I know sometimes we've waited till the week before they start a season and get a coach.
I don't want to be a stickler on this. We move on after this statement. We are holding a lot of people in this school district accountable for getting things done on time and getting coaches in here, qualified coaches. I understand it occasionally, but this is a pattern every single one that I see. Every single one, we're hiring coaches after the season's over, sometimes months after the season's over, from what I understand in the past. To me, that's unacceptable. We have to hold our athletic director accountable for bringing in and understanding when we're going to lose a coach from one to another. I mean, that search should happen. Most schools I know hire their coaches, you know, months and months ahead. If the paperwork still is, you know, messed up, then again, you know, if it's messed up, that's one thing. If the state delays, it's another thing. I think it sets an example for our school district if we hold our athletic director accountable for getting things in on time, promptly, so we don't run into this situation. Again, one every now and then I can accept, but this is every time, and I don't think that's right.
Good.
So we can move on.
Okay.
We do get to make sure the background, we don't let anyone around kids unless we have their background checks out.
Absolutely. Very important. But again, that we should be months ahead of the schedule on that.
Well, if no other discussion, let's take the vote.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Blosser?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Item 7, please.
I move upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board award the following academic supplemental contracts to be paid in accordance with the adopted negotiated contract for the 2013-14 school year. They're listed on your agenda.
I'll second. Motion by Don, seconded by myself. Discussion? Well, I'm happy to see the building leadership team.
Yep.
Seems to be all right there, ready to go for the junior high. That's awesome. Any other discussion? Tim?
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Blosser?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I make a motion that upon recommendation of the superintendent, the board approve the service agreement between Madison County Board of Developmental Disabilities and the Madison Plains Board of Education for the 2013-2014 school year as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion by Linda, seconded by Rick. Discussion? I didn't see I didn't see any changes with this, all following the IEP and the everything else looked reasonable.
We have spent very little dollars, but in case we do, it's covered. If some services needed that we don't provide, and Trish does a good job of making sure speech people get in there, OT, PT, psychologists, so just in case we miss something.
Excellent. Any other discussion? Not appearing. Tim?
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Blosser?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Make a motion upon the recommendation of the superintendent board to approve the early graduation of Zach Keckley. He has fulfilled the graduation requirements of Mass Plains and the State of Ohio Board of Education.
I'll second.
Motioned by Rick, seconded by Linda. Discussion?
This is his background. He's 16 and really sharp and moving on, or?
Zach is 17. All I can tell you about Zach is this has been one of his goals, is to get into school, get out of school, get his diploma, and move on. Fulfill those requirements.
Thank you.
Without getting into a lot of.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
All right. Any other discussion? None appearing. Tim?
Mr. Blosser?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yeah.
Motion carries.
All right, well, we don't have any donations. We didn't have any new agenda items. I'm going to make the motion that we get into executive session at, 7:47 for the purpose of one or more of the following under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. I think that was the only thing.
Second.
That we had. Okay, Don seconded. Tim, take the vote, please.
Mr. Morlock?
Yes.
Mr. Swanger?
Yes.
Mrs. Blankenship?
Yes.
Mr. Blosser?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Just want to remind everybody that the next regular meeting is going to be for November 19th, right here. And I don't expect any action to be following the executive session.
So. Ken, would you want to invite?
Yeah. Yep. Should be reasonable. I think that's it. Thanks for coming.